Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 22, Scene 1, Vrindavana's Unmarried Girls Worship Goddess Katyayini. According to Vedic civilization, unmarried girls from the age 10 to 14 years are supposed to worship either Lord Shiva or the goddess Durga in order to get a nice husband. But the unmarried girls of Vrindavan were already attracted by the beauty of Krishna. They were, however, engaged in the worship of goddess Durga in the beginning of the Hemanta season, just prior to the winter season. The first month of Hemanta is called Agrahayana, October, November. And at that time, all the unmarried gopis of Vrindavana began to worship goddess Durga with a vow. They first ate habachyan, a kind of foodstuff prepared by boiling together mung dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. According to Vedic injunction, this kind of foodstuff is recommended to purify the body before one enacts a ritualistic ceremony. All the unmarried gopis in Vrindavan used to daily worship goddess Katyayani early in the morning after taking bath in the river Yamuna. Katyayani is another name for goddess Durga. The goddess is worshipped by preparing a doll made out of sand mixed with earth from the bank of the river Yamuna. It is recommended in the Vedic scriptures that a deity can be made from different kinds of material elements. It can be painted or made of metal, made of jewels, made of wood, earth, or stone, or can even be conceived within the heart of the worshipper. The Mayavadi philosopher takes all these forms of the deity to be imaginary, but actually they are accepted in the Vedic literatures to be identical with either the Supreme Lord or a respective demigod. The unmarried gopis used to prepare the deity of goddess Durga and worship her with chandan pulp, garlands, incense lamps, and all kinds of presentations, such as fruits, grains, and twigs of plants. And after worshiping, it is the custom to pray for some benediction. The unmarried girls used to pray with great devotion to goddess Katyayani, addressing her as follows: O supreme eternal energy of the personality of Godhead, O supreme mystic power, O supreme controller of this material world, O goddess, please be kind to us and arrange for our marriage with the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Vaishnavas generally do not worship any demigods. Srila Narottama Das Thakur has strictly forbidden all worship of demigods for anyone who wants to advance in pure devotional service. And yet, the gopis, who are beyond compare in their affection for Krishna, were seen to worship goddess Durga. And so, worshippers of demigods sometimes also mention that the gopis worshipped goddess Durga. But we must understand the purpose of the gopis. For generally, people worship goddess Durga for some material benediction. Here, however, the gopis prayed to the goddess to become wives of Lord Krishna. The purport is that if Krishna is the center of activity, then a devotee can adopt any means to achieve that goal. The gopis could adopt any means to satisfy or serve Krishna. That was the super excellent characteristic of the gopis. They worshipped Goddess Durga completely for 1 month in order to have Krishna as their husband. So every day they prayed for Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, to become their husband. Early in the morning, the gopis used to go to the bank of the Yamuna to take bath. They would assemble together, capturing each other's hands, and loudly sing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. It is an old system among Indian girls and women that when they take bath in the river, they place their garments on the bank and dip into the water completely naked. The portion of the river where the girls and women take bath was strictly prohibited to any male member, and this is still the system. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing the minds of the unmarried young gopis, benedicted them with their desired objective. They had prayed for Krishna to become their husband, and so Krishna wanted to fulfill their desires. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.